Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC Radio. It's my pleasure speaking to a person I've spoken several times in recent years, and she's coming to Webster City for a program this Saturday evening, and that'll be held at Kendall Young Library. She's Darcy Maulsby from Lakeview, and Darcy, good morning to you.
Good morning. And I don't mean to correct you, but it's actually Lake City.
Lake City.
You know what? Lakeview is just down the road,
oh,
so
yeah.
It's easy to mix them up.
There you go, from Lake City. So, Darcy, thanks for joining us this morning. So, for those not familiar with you, Darcy, let's give us a little background about yourself.
Sure. I'm a fifth-generation farmer from Calhoun County, and I've also written 8 books of Iowa nonfiction history. I've been an ag journalist my whole career. And now I'm also on the speaking circuit, thanks to the books. So I'm a Humanities Iowa Speakers Bureau speaker. So I do a little bit of a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. And the name Maulsby is kind of familiar to some of us who follow the Iowa legislature, because didn't you have a relative at one time, Maulsby?
Yes, Rule Maulsby would have been a relative of my husband's, and so I never got to meet Rule. He was gone before I joined the family, but
sure.
Yes, certain people still remember the Maulsby name.
Indeed, so he was in with the Iowa State Legislature for a number of years. So, Darcy, you're coming to Webster City for a program that's scheduled for this Saturday evening there at Kendall Young Library. Fill us in on what you're going to be sharing.
Well, I get the pleasure of helping share stories about Iowa agriculture, and I know that some people sometimes at first blush might think, I'm not a farmer, that does not sound interesting. But I always say, if you eat, you have a connection to agriculture at least 3 times a day. And I also call Iowa agriculture the greatest story never told, because I think we all know some high-level things, like we're number one in corn, number one in pork production, but the story is actually a lot more interesting than that, especially when you delve into our history. So we will talk about everything from British colonists that brought a taste of royalty to the prairies of northwest Iowa, all the way up to modern conservation and water quality issues.
You mentioned British royalty there, Darcy, and this was before the time that Iowa became a state in 1846, a good 180 years ago, and of course we're celebrating our nation's 250th birthday this month.
Yeah, that's right. So the British connection that I'll be talking about actually takes place around the 1870s up in Lamar's. And it was a way for the nobleman's sons to have a future, basically, because in those days, if you were not the firstborn son, you didn't always stick to inherit a lot. And so they would send their sons over here to an organization up there in Lamar's that would promise to turn them into gentleman farmers. And it is just a crazy, remarkable story. And the thing of it is, there's no trace of that history left. There's a few exhibits in a local museum up there, but it's like so much of our history. If you don't know the stories, you can't just drive around and put the pieces together. That history has vanished, but yet it was there. It shaped how things developed, and we're going to explore some of those fascinating stories.
What other fascinating stories will you share with the Webster City audience come Saturday there, Darcy?
You know, another fun one that really blows people's minds is the Adams Ranch and some of these, I call them bonanza farms. They were extremely large farms in Sac County, and this goes back to the 1870s up until, actually some of those lasted until more modern times, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. But when I say mega farms, these were well over 7,000 acres. They were contiguous acres, and they were just modern, huge, large-scale farms. They were so modern, in fact, that Iowa State would send their professors and their international visitors up to these farms in Sac County to learn the latest and greatest in agriculture. Quite amazing.
It sure is. And you're going to be part of a program called the Farm to Table Dinner, and you're giving your program, I believe, as I see here there, Darcy, at 5:30, then the ticketed event will be at 6:30 on Saturday evening at the library.
Yeah, it should be fun, you know, talking about that farm to fork connection. We'll get everybody ready for a really nice dinner, and I will be sharing some cooking tips, too, some grilling tips and how to make your food taste even better. So it's truly something for everyone.
And I presume this will be inside the library there, Darcy, judging from the weather forecast I read is supposed to be in the 90s coming up starting.
I hope it's I hope it's inside.
Yeah, I hope so too. So if you want more information about that, you may contact Kendall Young Library in Webster City, 1201 Wilson Avenue. The address to come be Darcy Malsby, the Farm to Table Dinner, scheduled for this Saturday evening, and that begins at 5:30 with the program, and the dinner ticket event begins at 6:30 for the price of $65, and hopefully Darcy will get a great turnout there at Kendall Young Library this Saturday evening on the 18th.
Well, I hope so. I invite everyone to come. It's going to be a lot of fun. You will learn new things. You will enjoy great food and enjoy good company. So do come over.
Darcy Malsby, our guest on the Community Corner on this week. So, Darcy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good day.